for schnitz, obsessed with golden brown pan cook schnitzel. And Melbourne Airport parking for warmer welcomes and proper goodbyes. 1 hour terminal parking, only $12. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on 1116 SEN.
Now our world is just about complete, Tim, because we've been back for 1.5 shows, but now I feel whole because Liam Pickering has wandered into the studio. Big welcome to you, Pickers.
Good to be here, Sammy. Good. Happy New Year to you and to you, Tim.
Happy New Year to you too.
Yeah, I'm just having a look. I've got my...
You're bright and smiley, well, you are.
I'm tanned.
Just the way I like you.
I have got a little bit of colour. I was good.
You're off white. That's what you are.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I've just got back from the Gold Coast. So I had a week out there with the kids last week in Broadbeach. It was bloody good, too.
Well, hey, it's not bad, Broadbeach, is it?
Yeah, good spot. Good spot. Really good spot. The Collingwood boys were on a footy camp, so I managed to dodge them the whole week, which was good.
I'm glad you did that segue for me because I didn't have to do it then. Darcy Moore, how's his hamstring?
Oh, no. Oh, for God's sake.
How's his calf?
Come on. We got not the first show. We're in January. He's going swimmingly. He's fine.
Is he in full training?
He's going well. He's going well.
Okay, your other Collingwood player, Daniel Wells, how's he going?
He's coming along nicely.
What do you mean coming along nicely? Is he doing full training?
No, not yet.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I haven't spoken to him.
He's had an 8-month break.
He hasn't been off for 8 months. It's January.
We haven't seen him for 8 months.
Yeah, well, you heard his foot last year. He'll be okay.
Very crisp. Yeah, so you got back from Broadbeach, but little birdie told me you had a bit of an unsettling morning.
Oh, this morning, yeah. I got up and I thought something looks a bit weird. You know, things are a bit different in your car. Some dirty mug has broken into my car overnight and stolen every corner I had in the console and every second little thing. We left my sonnies for some reason.
But oh, didn't.
Pretty good sonnies.
And left the car too.
I know.
Car's there.
I've seen your sonnies. I know why they left.
No, they're actually, you know, I'm very surprised.
You had some clothes in there too. They left those in the back seat.
I didn't have anything of value, thankfully. But they did steal my car park swiper. So, if I get a ticket out of you while I'm doing this segment, I'm going to invoice you. You're going to get an invoice.
You can't do that.
No,
just do what everybody else does. Put some money in the meter.
Why couldn't he stole it all? It was all in my console.
Well, your credit card, though.
It's not out the front here.
You use your credit card on the meter now.
That's not a bloody... What's a coin one out there. Jeez, you know, where do you park underneath?
Oh, yeah.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, a few teething problems yesterday.
By 8:35, I'll have a bloody new swiper, I hope.
Hey, on this new batsman, okay, Curtis Patterson, what do you know about him?
A little bit, yeah. Left-hander from New South Wales. He's been around the scene a while.
Yeah.
Nice player. Got himself in good form. That helps.
Nice player. That's not...
No, he's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Got a good head on his shoulders, it seems.
Yeah, he's a mature player, yeah. Mm. Yeah, he's good. I like him. I don't mind if they pick him. Good luck to him. At least he's in form.
I like... I described him as an elegant left-hander. Yep. Upright.
Yep.
Yeah, nice ball striker. Yep. A little bit David Garrish about him.
Well, I know
that's a big call, but...
It's a very big call, Tim.
Is that too much of a big call?
Well, I think so. He hasn't played a test yet.
I'm talking about style.
Yeah, he's a stylish left-hander. Yeah, he is. He bats sort of middle order.
Yeah, very technically correct.
He's got a good technique, good temperament. He's got a very good temperament. And the good thing is he hits hundreds.
Mm. Because I think that was the...
He's in form.
Yeah.
That was a great decision to put him in, add him to the squad.
Yeah.
And I assume he'll play
now.
He
gets a go now, surely.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I'd say him and Pekowski will both play.
Yeah.
Renshaw and Burns, one of them will play, but I don't know. They might have done themselves a mischief.
Yeah. Would you? Pekowski didn't make a lot of runs.
I don't care. I'd put him in.
You'd still put him in?
Well, you know, putting him in the 13 if you're not going to play him. He's a super young player.
Not just for the experience. Sometimes, you know, they carry somebody in just so they get the vibe of the dressing room and being part of test cricket.
Well,
they might do that.
I don't think they will. I don't think so. I think they'll put him in and he'll play. And I hope they do because he's a precocious young talent.
Yeah.
Look at the highlights of him. He's got a beautiful all-round game. Like, he's a really good player.
Precocious is a good word.
And yeah. I know the Big Bash has been keeping you busy.
Precocious Mikowski.
But I don't know how you're fitting it in because you've got to watch Big Bash at night, but then, or cover it as a matter of fact, but you've got a jungle on as well. So how are you doing this?
Hey, I'm multitasking.
You're recording and watching that?
At the moment, I'm recording Celebrity and I'm watching Big Bash live.
Okay.
So I got to the jungle last night after watching... the Hobart Hurricanes dismantle Adelaide Strikers.
Did you get a belly laugh out of the jungle last night?
Yeah, it was very good.
I got a belly
laugh. It was very, very good.
Crawf, because Gary Lyon had told me how much Crawf hates spiders and reptiles and all that sort of stuff, and then to see him so uncomfortable last night in that little darkened tunnel. Yeah. It was hilarious.
It was very good. And the fact that he got to meet a reptile the minute he walked in with that Justin idiot. That's it. Yeah, he was stuck with him for a start. He just talks about how good looking he is the whole time. He's a complete goose. It's a bit of a D-grade set, though, isn't it? Take Dermot and Shane Crawford out.
Yeah, no, Dermot's been very entertaining, too.
Derm's good. Did you notice last night was a little bit of he's stepping on my territory a bit here? I was the big dog. Now Crawford's come in, the Brownlow medalist, and it was a mutual love society that between Dermot and Crawford last night, but that'll change.
Here's a bit of Shane Crawford from last night's Celebrity Jungle.
Shane, what was the worst part for you?
Getting ants in my pants. Not seeing. You can't see anything. And trying to communicate with Justin, it was very hard. So, I know. I'm sorry, Julia, but it seriously feels like I've got worms.
That was the first thing he had to do when he got in there. So if anyone that's not watching it, Crawford. And he had the first chance he got to drop his dax, he did.
It didn't take long.
He'd just done his first challenge, and that was it. First trial. Anyway, it's actually not bad. I hadn't really got into it because I'd been away, but I'm right into it now. And next week, Married at First Sight starts.
Oh, well, that's your favourite. I know.
I like that. And The Bachelor's coming up.
These questions always get asked about, you know, the jungle, and you've had experience because Swanee went into the jungle, so you know how much money is on offer.
Yeah.
And everyone says, oh, gee, they must have offered this bloke a lot of money for him to go in the jungle. Ballpark figure.
Oh, no, I can't give
you. No, just a ballpark.
More than.
Just a ballpark pick.
Nah, just you throw a number at me and I'll sell.
Say 150.
You can be a fraction higher.
So it's a fraction higher. They're only in there for a month this time.
Yeah, well, it'll depend on who they are. Look, I think the bottom levelers would get about 20 grand. Plus, they all get the same after. They all get a fee to go in.
Yep.
And then they get a per day figure.
Okay.
So depending on how much you can negotiate for how big a celebrity you are. I sort of think I got a bit of an idea what Dermot's getting paid, considering they sent me his contract they offered him 3 years ago by mistake to Swanee.
Hang on. But he knocked that back 3 years ago.
Yeah, he did. So they might have had to up it. I know that. But given Chrissy G's manager works in the same office as me, four levels down from where we're sitting, I don't think I'll go into too much detail. But I'm not sure whether he's been able to squeeze the lemon a bit more. But
okay. So Warnie got more than $2 million, did he? Is that right?
Warnie said he's got $2 million, yeah. That's been disputed by Channel 10.
Of course they would.
But that would be his guaranteed amount.
Yeah.
Did Swanee jump at it or was it take some convincing?
Yeah, I took some convincing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty hair-raising thing. You put it in yourself. You're out of your comfort zone, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
To go and do that sort of stuff.
No,
but he had no problem with the food, he told me. He said the worst part of it was the boredom, basically. Yeah. Well, he said he didn't mind the challenges. He didn't mind the food challenges even. But he said just the boredom, trying to fill the day in. He said he's just doing his head in. But anyway, so it was good fun. But Swanee was excellent. We came second, and I think Dermot looks until Crawford got in there. Dermot looked the clear winner to me.
So
he's not beaten much. I don't even know who half those people are. Bloody celebrities.
Would Dermot have been allowed to take his hair straightener into the jungle or not?
Did you watch it? Does it look like he's got his hair straightener? I've never seen a hair that's unruly. Like when Warnie was in the jungle, they whisked him away to get some seed replanted on the top of his
head. That's right. He was allowed to have a ciggy as well.
He got into there, like, and have a couple of darts at the back of the toot-toot or whatever it is. So, yeah, no, it's going to be a good show, but it's only because they're in there for me.
Tim suspects Gary might be the next intruder.
Not in a hope in hell that Gary would go in there.
I can't imagine there'd be Dermot, Crawf and Gary in there at the same time.
I would think that would be no hope. No hope.
There's a lot of testosterone.
Oh, yeah.
So you're watching Jungle, but you've also been watching quiz shows. We all love a quiz show.
Yes.
Mastermind's been around for a while. But
it has.
It's had a special guest of late.
Well, I know. And they use the UK version of it, right, the Mastermind, which is the one you're talking about. They occasionally get a celebrity, like a sports star in there. Now, my geography's hopeless.
Right.
I mean, everyone knows that. But Monty Panesar, the former England left-arm spinner. Monty Panesar went on there, and I just got a feeling he was a bit out of his depth.
Birds described as pelagic spend most of their lives flying over what?
Sky.
The sea. In what 97 film do a group of unemployed men in Sheffield become strippers for a night at their local working men's club?
The Dream Boys.
The Full Monty. What is the title of the first volume of C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia to be published? Chronologically, it follows the magician's nephew.
C.J. Lewis.
The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
He couldn't even get the Monty question.
Oh, no, hopeless. He didn't get, they gave him the full Monty question and he still missed
the
it.
The Dream Boys.
I don't know what he was talking about. I don't think he got one right. What about, what are you flying over? He said, Sky.
Now, this week all callers get a Bataki voucher, right, Pickers? But you might have discovered, and I hadn't seen this, it's been around for a couple of years, but perhaps the best talkback caller of all time. It's a pretty agitated Scottish soccer fan, it must be said, but he gets set back on his heels a little bit, doesn't he?
I don't think I've heard this.
You've got to hear this, mate. This is unbelievable. This is Scottish aggravated soccer caller calling up a talk show host demanding why a player isn't being picked for the national setup.
Yep. I just don't know why for at least three seasons he's been ignoring Auntie Nemi.
Auntie Nemi?
Aye. I don't know why he doesn't get a game.
For Scotland?
Aye.
He's from Finland.
What?
He's Finnish, isn't he?
He's not finished. He's
not Finnish. No, not Finnish. He's from Finland.
What do you mean?
That's where his nationality is Finnish. He's from Finland.
He's not Scottish.
No.
Oh, I thought he was Scottish.
Absolutely brilliant.
I hadn't heard that before.
That might be the best one.
Yeah, very, very good. I like it when I ask Lukey and the boys out the back to get me some good audio. I normally get a bit more time to listen to it first. But
no, that's all good. It did rekindle memories. You would have heard this one. It rekindled memories for me, Whispers as well, of Jared Waitley last year, and it was approaching Brownlow time, and Maxi Gawn was all the rage. And this caller rang in for the Melbourne Ruckman.
Pete's in Preston. Welcome to you, Pete.
Morning, Jared. How are you?
Very well.
Look, there might be a little bit of an omen, but I think that Maxi Gawn's may have had a bit of a tough few days, but once he sees the ad on Channel 7 for the Brownlow tonight and sees that they've misspelled his name, he might be even a little bit more disappointed.
How have they spelt it?
G-A-W-N, miss the E.
There is no E, Pete.
There is a G-A-W-N-E.
Wait. We're going to agree to differ on that, Pete. Good on you.
He handled it well, Jared, I thought. But
Jared's like, hang on a minute. I think they got the spelling right.
That's the quality of the calls that we're after. And if you could produce something like that, you are almost a walk-up start to win.
Yeah, Bataki voucher and potentially be...
Potentially.
Toyota Hilux SFO, the car for caller of the year this year, if you don't mind.
Is that right?
Get a car, Toyota Hilux.
Jeez, Hutchies. What's Hutchies got so generous?
SR5 as well. So
yeah, the big man's got generous. He's opened up the bloody cupboard.
Great deals on 2018 plated stock search Toyota value.
We can never have you in the program, on the program, without talking about your other main man too, Gary Ablett. Congratulations to Gary and his partner.
Yes, it is great news.
They've delivered a little baby boy.
Yeah, I don't think he's named it yet.
I was going to ask you that.
No.
How long ago was the baby born?
Last Thursday or Friday.
No,
it must have been last Thursday.
And he still doesn't have a name.
Well, he hasn't. I asked him yesterday, actually, and he was very, I just texted him and said, have you got a name for the little boy yet, little man? And he didn't come back with anything.
Danger came up with a suggestion. Barry.
Barry. Well, we haven't got enough Barrys.
But there is a Davis Love III, is there not? I mean,
I don't think he'll go with Gary Jr.
Is he thinking about that, though?
Gary Jr. Jr.?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Gary
III.
Gary III.
I don't think
there's Davis Love III.
I don't think he'll go Gary III. I have suggested Liam.
And he there was a bit of vomit in the mouth.
Crying eyes came back at me at the time. So I don't know if him and Jordan have named the baby.
Let's
great
news. Let's try it out there. Should Gary Ablett and his partner, whose name
is Jordan,
should they name their new baby boy Gary Ablett III? Let's just get a little bit of feedback pass it on to Gary.
It's not the silliest thing. I know it's the obvious question to ask.
Yeah, you can nearly go with Jordan. It's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife's name?
Jordan Jr.
Jordan that would be a little bit Jordan confusing, Ablett. Would it not be, in the household?
It was a Gary Jr. and Gary Sr. It could be confusing too. Gary! What do I do?
And then Gary Sr.'s head pops up.
Yeah, correct. So I'm not sure what he's going to end up doing there. So that'll be it'll be interesting to see.
We'll wait and see.
It's a wait and see job.
You've compiled your heroes and zeros again, which we lived for last year.
Yeah, we've got to.
So you've got a few of them. We're going to get to them.
We'll get to them.
Yeah, we'll get to them after this break because we've got to take it right now. We'll just let that marinate, the heroes and zeros. Right.
For Schnitz, obsessed with golden brown pan cook schnitzel and Melbourne Airport parking. For warmer welcomes and proper goodbyes. 1 hour terminal parking, only $12. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on 1116 SEN.
Here's something for you, Pickers. Gary Ablett Jr. boys should be named three votes.
Three votes?
Yep. And surely the great man's still trying to get Gary Ablett the third over the line with the missus. Their texter's words, not mine. There is no other logical explanation for the delay. That's from Milzo.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure.
Do you think he'll come up with a an unusual name or not?
Actually, don't know. He's a pretty straight down the line guy.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll be too tricky. Whatever he comes up with, they've had a bit of time to think about it.
Well, they've had a lot of time. Well, you get sort of 9 months in the lead up to the birth to try think
and,
about as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, to try and think of, narrow it
to
down
to nut it out.
I might have thrown him when I suggested Liam.
Maybe
I might have thrown him completely out.
Well, John has got some thoughts. He's on the road. Morning, dear John.
Morning, boys.
And what do you think, mate?
Very good. Well, I think Gary Ablett the third is fine. There is a fairly famous precedent. George Foreman had, I think, seven boys. No,
all four. Exactly
seven
right.
Georges. Yeah,
it's exactly what happened.
Did he really?
Yeah, all his kids are Georgina. I think his girl's Georgina. Serious.
Is that right?
Thanks for the call, Johnny. I like it. Harry was another nomination as well. Harry Ablett, anyway.
Harry Ablett?
Yeah, there you go. Harry Gary Ablett.
No, when George Foreman's kids get home late beyond the curfew hour, does he grill them?
Jesus.
We need that.
Yeah. That's a good. That's his first singer for the year, actually. His first singer for the year, so he's warming into it. We're coming up to the news, but Heroes and Zeros, you've got a collection of them
as
teased.
My heroes, Ash Barty, hero, obvious hero. Dermot, a hero. For going into the jungle without a hair straightener. who else have I got for heroes there? I've got a few zeros.
Oh, you got Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady was the other one I had for a hero. I like to really concentrate on the zeros, I must say.
Yeah, you do like to go down negative street.
I was going
to
put Bajara in there as a hero too.
Unbelievable
summer. I know, but it's just I don't like putting other nationalities
and Bumrah
in there.
Too. Throw him.
As in, I don't like opposition. We don't like putting them in. And Bumrah's star. Zeros. Well, Prince Philip, you're 97, mate. You're knocking people off the road. You're running them. You're having accidents. You're causing accidents. He's a zero for me. The security guard.
I don't think he's aware of the fact that he caused
carnage.
A bit like Walter Mitty. You know those Walter Mitty, all that carnage behind him? I think he's a bit like that when he hops in.
He left carnage everywhere. So he goes in, unfortunately. You've got to give it away, Prince. Security guard who wouldn't let Federer through.
What about that?
Just, no, wrong accreditation. Come on, security guard.
Just doing his job.
I think he's more accredited than anyone could ever possibly be.
Yes, I would have thought so.
Security guards are ridden very, very hard by their superiors, and they are told it doesn't matter who they are. If they don't have the right stuff, they don't get in.
They don't get in, okay.
That's fair enough.
Fair enough. Tomek and Kyrgios can go in the zero basket as well. There you go, guys. Oh, we're getting a bit sick of you two. Scott Morrison.
What are you putting him in there for?
What's going on there?
Well, I saw the photo in the paper. Well done. He's in there giving Ash Barty a big congratulations and a hug and all this sort of stuff. Yeah, when he got there, the third set, when she led 4-love.
Oh, good timing.
Yeah, he'd been sitting in the car park for 2 hours waiting.
He's a busy man.
He just lobbed in and then got himself in front and square.
He's a busy man.
Hey, did you notice who he was sitting almost next to?
Who was that?
Did you not notice that?
No, who?
Well,
please explain.
Numero uno AFL.
Oh, Gil.
Yeah.
Oh, he's every week, Gil.
He parked. He was still on horseback.
Has he been doing a bit of poloing?
He got special consideration. He rode his horse in there.
Did he? Yeah. So there you go. So you would have been a polo guy. Did you go down to
never
down to Portsea?
No, as if
it's your sort of guy. You never used to be.
You don't know me very well if you think that's my.
Nah. Game. Well, I mean, yeah. I thought you'd been of a social butterfly at times.
A social butterfly. Have you ever seen me?
I was calling you a moth there for a while.
In the Glen Maggie social pages, I see you all the time.
Yeah, I don't even leave our property when I go to Glen
Maggie.
Did
you go to Jimmy Tansey send-off? No. It was in the paper yesterday?
No, I didn't. Didn't get an invite. I would have gone to Jimmy Tansey send-off had I got an invite, but I didn't get an invite. Where's he off to?
No, he's just retiring from Adidas after about 35 years.
Okay, he's off into...
Bit of feedback,
well
Gary.
Well done, he's done a great job.
Tom Cruise is actually Tom Cruise the fourth.
Is he really?
I didn't know that.
No one knows the other three, that's why.
No. That's a very good point.
That'd be what it is.
Well, we wait with bated breath anyway. We're coming up for the 8:30 news, Pickers. You've been sensational.
Well, it's just it's good that we're actually in our office now.
That's 100 on debut for the year.
I only have to just go down 4 levels, and I'm there. Justin, well, I'm going to have to go and just report this break-in.